So let's review. The Mishnah in the previous daf taught, Ben Koyin Labas, Kol Yitzi Reichishel Ben Koyin Labas. The son comes before the daughter, and even if the son is no longer alive, all the son's descendants come before the daughter of the deceased. Therefore, if a person dies with no sons, but he had a daughter, and his deceased son also had a daughter, the son's daughter comes before the deceased's own daughter. Regarding this halacha, the Gemara cites a pasuk in Sefer Shaftim which states, V'yemru Yerushas Paleta Lebinyamin V'le Yemachas Shevet Mi'Yisrael. And Rabbi Yitzchak explains, Melamet Shehisnu HaShevet Binyamin Shalei Tirish Bas HaBen Em HaAchem. Shevet Binyamin initiated an exception that the daughter of a deceased son should not inherit along with the other sons of the deceased father, because as Rashbam explains, Lefisha B'maisa De Pelegish Begiva Misu B'Melchama Kol Shevet Binyamin V'nimtza Kol Shevet Binyamin L'Sheish Meis Ish. During the incident of Pelegish Begiva, the majority of Shevet Binyamin were killed, and all their land belonged to the remaining 600 men. Lefikach ba'isa ha'es magia harba menanachlo le'isha ha'bol le'irish. V'mtinasi l'shevet ha'achar nimtziz megeres menachlis binyamin. If a son's daughter were to inherit, she would receive a large share of land. And if she were to marry someone from a different shevet, all this land would be transferred to the other shevet through her husband or son. Tosfos earlier writes that this exception was made lefi tzairich shah for the specific need at that time is explained. And the Rashbam here adds that it was based on Hefker Bezen Hefker. In monetary matters, the Chacham have the authority to award one person's money to another. The Rashbam also points out that this takana was only enacted for cases where there were sons other than the deceased son, and the land will remain with the descendants of the mess. However, in cases where there were only other daughters, and certainly if this daughter of the deceased son was the only descendant of the mess, she would get the entire inheritance as according to the original halacha, because the leinich leila mess shati akar nachlas mizare. He would not want his assets to end up with others who are not his descendants. And Rashbam adds, umistama hayu nisharis leili nasi l'shevet achar pentisa v'nachla l'shevet achar. They probably married only men from Shevet Binyamin in order to keep the property in the shevet. The Gemara continues. Amr b'yechanim mishum r'bshim b'nyechoy, kol she'enim maneach ben liyarshoy, HaKadosh Baruch Hu moli lav evra. If a person does not leave a son to inherit his assets, Hashem despises him, because the pasuk regarding Yerusha Sabah states, v'havartim es nachlasay. And another pasuk states, yom evra hayemahu, a term of anger. The Gemara proceeds with three statements of Reb Pinchas ben Chama that are alluded in the siman Hadad Oni v'chacham. Hadad. Darish Reb Pinchas ben Chama ma'itach siv hadad shama b'mitzrayim kishachav David im avaysav, v'chi meis yoiv sar hatzava. Why was David's death referred to as lying, while Yoav's death is referred to as death? Because David she'enich ben kemaisa nemer b'yishchiva, David was considered alive because he left over his son Shlomo, who was of equal stature. Therefore, he cannot be referred to as mess. Yoav she'enich ben kemaisa nemer b'yishchiva. Yoav was considered dead because he did not leave over a son of equal stature. Therefore, he could be referred to as mess. Ani. Darsh Reb Pinchas ben Chama, Kasha Anias B'tech Beisa Shal Adam, Yisach Mechamisha Makis. Poverty in one's home is worse than receiving 50 plagues, because Eiv received 50 plagues, as the Pasuk states, Ki Yad Eleka Nogobi. Eiv was struck by Hashem's hand, which is 5 times more than the 10 Makis of the Mitzrim, who was struck by Hashem's Etzba, a finger. And nevertheless, Eve's friends told him, Ki Alzeh Bechart Ma'ini. These Chamisha Makis are far better than to suffer from poverty. Chacham. Darsh Reb Pinchas ben Chama kol sheyesh le'chayla b'tech beisoy, yelech itzel chacham v'yavakash lav rachamim. If someone's family member is ill, he should ask Yitamo Chacham to pray for his recovery, as the pasuk states, Chamas melech malachi mavis v'ish chacham yechfirano. The previous Mishnah taught, V'av koydim l'chol yotzi yireichai. The father of the deceased comes before his own children, the brothers of the deceased. The Gemara inquires, Boi Rami b'chama, Aviha av v'achiv, Eiz men koydim. If the father of the deceased is no longer alive, who comes first? The grandfather of the deceased or the brother of the deceased? Kagan Avram v'Yaakov b'nichsei Esav. If Esav dies with no children and Yitzchak is no longer alive, who comes first? The grandfather Avram or the brother Yaakov? The Gemara proves that Achiv Kaidim, a brother, comes before a grandfather, because the Mishnah concludes, Zahaklal, Kalakaidim Menachlo Yoitzi Yerecha Kaidim. The general rule is that if one has precedence to an inheritance and he dies, all his descendants maintain this precedence even though they are a later generation, and since Isa Li Yitzchak Yitzchak Kaidim, if the father Yitzchak was alive, he certainly would come before the grandfather Avram. Therefore, Hash the Nami, the lesser Yitzchak Yaakov Kaidim, even though Yitzchak is not alive, his son Yaakov maintains this precedence over the grandfather Avram. And accordingly, the halacha of Av Koidim Chol Yitzi Yerecha must be understood as follows. Yitzi Yerecha Shaloi, below Yitzi Yerecha Shal Benoi. A father comes before only his own children, but he does not come before his deceased son's children. For if the son left children, they certainly inherit him because Ben koydim la'av.